Numerous citrus growers shared their experiences at the recent Citrus Expo by serving as members of several grower panels. One was Lee Jones, general manager of Gardnier Florida Citrus, who reports on some of his production practices.
I think one of the most important things that the growers need to do is, you know, acidity control, of course. And if I only had $1 to spend on our grove, I would spend it on acidity control. Chimas are extremely important. Everybody, you know, spraying together in a large area, extremely important. And one of the things that I do a little bit different from maybe some other people is along with acidity control, you know, I'm doing that about every 4 to 6 weeks. I also put some nutritionals in there. And the nutritional that I'm using is it's called Triple Pack, and it's GP Solutions product, but it's got you know, NPK in there, but it's also got some salicylic acid and phosphite. And one of the things I'm finding with the salicylic acid is that it decreases ethylene production, and that may be real important for some growers to think about, you know, with the fruit drop issues we've been having. And then also it decreases callus formation, and callus formation is one of the things you're finding is blocking up the phloem in HLB infected trees. And so when you think about you know, ethylene production, and you know, we're getting into the time of year where we're going to potentially start to see some fruit drop. You know, I started doing a little research, and what are some of the things that we can do to help with the ethylene to decrease the ethylene production? And you know, headline, Mike Stewart did a lot of research, you know, on that, and I've used the headline, and it also has worked for me. Some people it's not worked for, and there may be some other things they're doing in the program that's actually increasing ethylene production. Maybe that's why it's not working. I don't know. But some of the things you can do to increase ethylene production would be copper sprays, you know, in the fall. So, you know, I know a lot of growers are starting to think about brown rot applications this time of year with all the rains we've been having in some areas. And so, you know, growers may want to start thinking about using some phosphite in place, you know, of the copper, or maybe use, you know, something like a Magna Bond that's got less copper in it. You know, it's more of an ionic copper. And I've used a lot of Magna Bond. It works great, especially like for canker. I've actually used it in the herbicide boom as well. So another thing that some growers may not be thinking about that increased ethylene production is mechanical, you know, mechanical injury. And so I know a lot of growers, they'll hedge their Valencias in the fall. And, you know, that's going to increase ethylene production. So maybe that's not the time that you want to increase ethylene production. Maybe it's better to, you know, we hedge our Valencias right after we pick, and the Hamlins as well. But so that's a few things we maybe do a little different. And then also root health injections. You know, everybody's, you know, talking about, you know, keeping the roots as viable as possible. And right now we just injected some KSAR salicylic acid. I'm putting that out at 20 ounces per acre, and then some TKO, which is phosphite, Solubor, and then also a little bit of Holdfast, and that's a product that's got some growth regulators in there, some Fulvix and Humix and such as that. But anyway, I'll do that, you know, right now, and then I do it also in the spring. And I like to also, I concentrate on some microbes in our program as well. And I think a lot of growers need to really start looking into that if they're not. I'm using some Pathway Merge and then also some Companion Essential. I like to rotate them a little bit. And the reason for the microbes, you know, Dr. Wang, he's done a lot of research showing the, you know, microbial populations in HLB-infected trees are vastly different from, you know, healthy trees. And so when you've got, you know, what Dr. Johnson, you know, a lot of his research is showing how the roots are constantly flushing and dying back with HLB-infected trees, you know, you can't sustain a microbial population when your roots are doing that. So I think, you know, injecting the microbes to help with that is, you know, real important. And then also we do some compost as well. And then slow feeding your tree. I think, you know, that's extremely important, especially up on the ridge where you don't have any water holding capacity, you know, or nutrient holding capacity. We've put in some soil monitors now. Water Earth and Sciences has put those in for us. Chris Kirkner, great. They did a great job. But it's really interesting to watch your soil moisture, you know, and it also collects rainfall data and everything else as well, temperatures. But it's real important to watch your soil moisture and not push those nutrients down past the rooting zone. And then also just to keep your rooting environment, you know, an optimal, you know, moisture level. And so that's basically some of the things we've been doing. And then also, well, one additional thing we've done a little bit different perhaps is our fertilizer choice, you know, our source choices. And we've gone more to a nitrate-based program. And the reason for that, again, is because the microbial populations are different under HLB-infected trees. If you put ammoniacal nitrogen out, it has to be converted either by a microbe or, you know, by the tree itself. But either way, it's taking energy from the tree. And so we're going heavier towards the nitrates on the fertilizer program. But that's, you know, that kind of sums up some of the things that we're maybe doing a little different and some growers need to think about.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.